Good morning. Time for our cool conversation. I'm George Plummer. We have a couple of segments with a couple of representatives from the Chickasha Police Department today. We're going to start first with Lieutenant Trey Alexander. We'll follow up with Lacey Graham, who's the Animal Control Supervisor for the Animal Control Division. So let's just start first with Lieutenant Alexander. And Trey, thanks for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Got a lot to talk about this morning. And before we do that, let's give a shout out to our sponsors, Community Bank of Oklahoma and Stanley Systems, on our cool conversation. So, Lieutenant, recently recognized for 25 years of service, one of the few officers that have spent that long of service with the department. So, thanks a lot. We appreciate that very much. So,
well, thank you for the recognition. I appreciate that. Well,
let's talk about some of the things that what you do lately now with the department.
Well, currently I'm the day shift, one of the day shift lieutenants. I command the day shift that includes a few officers, a sergeant. I work with animal control. I also work with the records division and the court clerk's office.
You spend much time on the street still?
I actually do. You know, law enforcement is one of those professions that the more you get promoted, the more you are taken away from why you were originally hired in the first place. So sometimes I'm on the streets, but a lot of times I'm in the office.
All right. So what did have you come in today to talk about the next Citizens Police Academy?
Yes.
That'll be starting here very, very soon.
Yes. The next Citizens Police Academy will begin on a Thursday, May 29th, 2025. All of our classes will be at the Chickasha Police Department. Those classes will be every Thursday evening after the 29th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m.
And about how long will it run?
It will run 8 weeks.
8 weeks?
Yes.
All right. And talk about, you covered just about every aspect of police work, I guess.
Well, and what I like to do with the academy is just to show our citizens that it's not only the Chickasha Police Department that's enforcing the law here in this area, but it's also the Grady County Sheriff's Office. It's the OSBI. It's Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics. It's Oklahoma Probation and Parole. There's many aspects of law enforcement that actually, you know, keeps everybody safe in this area.
And we just saw an example of that just last weekend with the Bureau of Narcotics and the Caddo County Sheriff's Office.
That's right.
With the situation here in Chickasha.
So, that's right.
So it took off a big time drug dealer off the streets.
That's right.
So good work on the part of all those agencies for sure. So,
and the good guys went home.
There you go. So who do you have instructing? Do you have a different instructor every week?
Is that well, like I said, out, all the agencies that I just named, they'll be mm-hmm. providing an instructor. Also, the district attorney, Jason Hicks, he'll be coming in and talking to the group. Again, we usually have a lot of our guys from the police department, whether they're a sergeant. I've had officers come in and teach a segment of the academy. So it's going to be a lot of our guys, a lot of guys from outside. That's going to come in just to kind of fill up the roster.
And is there a different theme every week, I'm guessing?
Every week is something new. Anything from the shoot or don't shoot simulator. That's a real-life simulator that would be coming in. I'd love to actually have you come in on that day.
Okay.
Just so you can actually see how it works. We'll actually go out to the gun range to let the citizens shoot a weapon of their choice. We even do a Grady County jail tour. I mean, a lot of people, they know about the jail, but, you know, fortunately for them, they've never been. So this kind of pulls the curtain back a little bit just to let them see, you know, how the criminal element are treated.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, they've always been real gracious to open up their doors to us and to our citizens to show them what's going on there.
You go over traffic stops and things like that, right?
We mm-hmm. do. We have a patrol. We have a patrol section. We also cover DUIs. We also cover traffic accidents. In the past, we've even covered what happens when you get a ticket. You know, where do you go and what court you have to appear before. Just things like that. Like I said, it's a vast array of different topics that we present.
Goes about how long each week? A couple hours or so?
Like
or?
I said, it's from every Thursday after the 29th, beginning the 29th, and it's 3 hours per evening, so from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m.
And will there be a little graduation, I guess, at the end?
We usually present everybody with mm-hmm. a certificate of some sort. So yes, there will be a small cake and cake and ice cream and things like
that. Reception type things for
sure. We'll definitely have a reception for the folks, and this year I believe they'll be treated to also a what we consider less than lethal presentation, where we'll have an officer get tased in front of the group. They volunteered to get tased, which we love it every time someone volunteers.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting.
What about confrontations and things like that? How do you deal with that in the program, as far as maybe approaching someone that's, you know?
Well, in the past we've had a use of force section. I'm not sure if we're going to have that this year. But that covers kind of what happens when someone is a little bit unruly and what steps we take. But I think we're going to cover a little bit of that in the less than lethal section. That's going to cover the beanbag shotguns, where we will be given a demonstration of the beanbags getting shot out of a shotgun, and also the taser being used.
And what are the qualifications for folks that might want to?
Just be over the age of 18, be able to pass a little background check that we'll conduct. I want to make sure we're not going to invite any axe murderers into our building and into our program. Also, we want to do a background check because we are offering police ride-alongs. That way they'll get an opportunity to get in the car with our officers and you know, go patrol for a few hours. But you also have to have some connection to the city of Chickasha, whether you live here, whether you work here, whether you go to school here, just some connection to the city.
All right, maybe own some property, possibly.
Even if you own property, yes, sir. We'll even take that.
And it doesn't cost anything?
It's free of charge, always free of charge. And like I said, we give out some pretty neat swag, too. There's a few little trinkets that we may give the participants, even a T-shirt.
All right, and do they have to attend all the sessions? I know that I'm sure you like them too.
But, I would love for them to, but like I said, it's very flexible, and we understand that people have other obligations. So if they have to miss a night or two, that's just fine. But like I said, if they can be there for every night, it'll benefit them. Just fine.
Room for how many?
We're going to take 25 applicants. And then after that, just because the size of the location, we'll have to shut it down.
All right. So where do they get applications, and what's the application deadline, and when will you notify?
You can apply all the way up until the day of the first class. Usually, if we do get full, I'll just let them know that the classes are full. But they can apply online. You can go to the City of Chickasha's website under the police
Chickasha.org,
right? Chickasha.org, underneath the police section. They can find a form filled application. They can fill it out. It's real quick, right there online. Or they can stop by the Chickasha Police Department located at 2001 West Iowa and fill out a copy just right there.
Sounds
in the lobby.
All right. May 29th.
May 29th.
Is the first
May
session,
29th at 6 p.m.
All right. Lieutenant Alexander, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now let's spend a little bit of time with Lacey Graham. She's the animal control supervisor for the police department. So, Lacey, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Looking forward to talking about the animal shelter and all the things going on out there. So, never a dull moment, I guess.
Never.
How many animals out there right now?
So we right now have around 50. We've been dealing with a hoarding case. So we had about 25 cats. We've got that down to probably 10 now. So we're definitely a full house.
And talk about the process and how that all works and how long do you keep the animals? And you obviously try to find rescue homes for them as often as you can, right?
So by the time that we pick up the dogs or cats, if they are strays, then they have to serve a stray hold of 72 hours. That way owners can come claim their pets. During that time, we vaccinate them, take care of them, and then we test them, make sure they're dog friendly. And then once we've established that they're dog friendly and people friendly, we will put them up for adoption. That way they're spayed and neutered, microchipped. Their adoption fees are $45. In the event that the dog needs to go to a rescue, if we find a good fit for them, we go ahead and get them posted. But in order to do all those things, we have to have good pictures. So it does take a lot of time before they they come available for adoption, but we always want to make sure that our dogs are and cats are being taken care of and put up for adoption as quickly as possible.
So you got a full house right now, and that's I'm sure there's hardly any time you don't have, you know, that you have space available for animals.
Yes, we stay at max capacity almost every day. We are lucky sometimes when we get puppies into rescue where that'll take five maybe at a time. But every day it's best to assume that we're at max capacity.
Now, do you foster animals out to families that maybe are willing to, you know, keep them for a few weeks or months or something?
We do. Mm-hmm. So we do have, we have two different types of fosters. So we have the foster to adopt. So you're coming in, you're looking to adopt a dog, but we want to make sure it's the best fit for you and the pet. So we'll have you come in, complete the paperwork. Then that pet will go to your home for 2 weeks and a decision can be made at that time. We also have people that they have the pets that they want to keep and that they love, but they also want to help us save pets. So they're going to come in, fill out that same paperwork. They're going to foster those puppies and those vulnerable animals that we have at the shelter. So puppies, kittens, mamas with babies, older dogs, things like that. So those fosters come in and we get them set up. Those animals go out. We have to have them vetted, everything. Then they get posted for rescue and put up for adoption. But we have a wonderful crew of fosters, but we are always needing more fosters because we cannot keep up with the demand of animals that we have.
Last week was National Animal Control Officer Week, and I know you want to give some props to your coworkers.
Absolutely. So a huge thank you to Valerie Vega and Ashley Higgerson, our animal control officer and our animal care tech. They do wonderful jobs. We are very proud to have them here in Chickasha. The National Animal Control Association, they like to recognize animal control officers and individuals in this field. Once a year for a week at a time, just to show appreciation to people for doing their jobs the best that we can, because it does take a team to be able to accomplish the things that we have to do.
And actually just got some national recognition or something, or completed a program.
Yes, mm-hmm. Ashley just completed the Animal Control Association Academy. She was there for 2 weeks and was certified in chemical capture, so aka a dart gun, OC spray. She has been with us now 6 months, so this is all tools for her tool belt to be able to help her continue to succeed at her job and make her a huge asset here at the Chickasha Animal Shelter.
So let's talk about adoptions and when folks can come by and take a look at the animals. And
so we are open for adoptions Tuesday through Saturday, 1 to 4. Because we are limited staff, sometimes the door will be locked after 1 o'clock. Just call the number on the door, which is 405-222-6051, and you will get dispatch. At that time, they will call us and let us know somebody is there. You can come in, look at the dogs and the cats. We'll find the perfect match for you. And if we don't have something that you're looking for, we'll take down your information. And during that time, we also do the public spay and neuter appointments. So if you need a public spay and neuter at a low cost rate, we do work with OK Humane. So you can come in during that time as well to book that appointment.
And you've got a couple different days each month where you can either bring your animals to the shelter or they actually go to the city.
We
once
do.
A month, right?
So we work with OK Humane twice a month for spay and neuter appointments. So at the beginning of the month, which is the first Wednesday, we have the public spay and neuter. That is coming from OK Humane. So it's a low cost, runs you about $95 for a spay, $55 depending on the size of the dog, spay, neuter, pain medication, rabies. All that can be done during that spay and neuter appointment. That appointment is to be booked at the animal shelter in person. We also hold a low-cost spay and neuter mobile clinic where they come directly from Oklahoma City, and then they do the surgery in their unit at the shelter. So that appointment can be booked online. We also have a QR code that can be scanned to book that appointment directly.
Where can they find that QR code?
It is going to be on the Chickasha Animal Shelter Facebook page.
All right. You have a great Facebook page, a lot of photos from of the animals that are available.
Thank you. We do try our best. It is very hard to get good photos of every dog. Mm-hmm. So anytime you need anything, just send us a message on Facebook. And we do try to keep our Facebook current. So just if you're looking for something to adopt, just check out our Facebook page.
Now, what are some needs you may have at the shelter? And with all those animals, and I'm sure there's feed and a lot of supplies that you could use out there. What could you use?
So donation-wise, we always need dog treats. Our dogs get treats every day, so we tend to run out of milk bones a lot. Kongs, peanut butter, dog collars, leashes, bleach, things like that are a high necessity. We also need fosters and adopters. Volunteers are always welcome. We'll get you set up Tuesday through Saturday, 1 to 4. Once you're an established volunteer, we're open 7 days a week for you to come out, help clean kennels, walk dogs, bathe dogs, whatever you're looking for, spending time with the cats. There is always a need for that.
How often do they get bathed?
Not very often.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they get exercised every day?
So most of our dogs go outside every day for just a few minutes in the morning when we're cleaning. But we need more volunteers to be able to get them out, let them stretch their legs, give them enrichment, you know, play with them, things like that.
And how can they get a hold of you if they might be interested in volunteering?
If you're interested in volunteering, call the non-emergency line or the Chickasha Animal Shelter. So the Chickasha Animal Shelter is 405-222-6093 and just leave a detailed voice message. Or you can call the non-emergency line to the police department, 405-222-6051, and that will take you directly to dispatch.
Lacey Graham, Animal Control Supervisor for the City of Chickasha. Let folks know where the shelter is located.
The Chickasha Animal Shelter is located at 203 North Genevieve in Chickasha, Oklahoma. So we're just under the Viaduct near the fairgrounds.
No, just a little bit north of the fairgrounds and before you get to the Public Works headquarters.
Exactly.
You can't miss it. It's right there off the interstate. So.
Yes.
Okay. Lacey, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And thanks to all of you for tuning in to our Cool Conversation program this morning. And a big thanks to our sponsors, Stanley Systems and Community Bank of Oklahoma.